The bag is packed with the sticks. The drinks are cold. And the scorecard's ready to go. Time to hit the links.
I don't even know what I said in the postgame show because I was watching. I probably was talking about Bryson and Rory for all I know.
This is On the Tee, presented by Wisconsin Golf Trips.
Exciting Brewers game ends with a guy getting gunned down at the plate. And Stevens.
Rory took the lead!
Stevens on Brewers Live talking about Bryson's up and down.
Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue. Alongside Bally Sports' Stephen Watson, here's Gabe Neitzel.
Do I look different, Stephen? Do I have like a glow about me?
All right, let's just get this out of the way. Right away, Gabe Neitzel. He brought hardware into the studio
today. I did. Show and tell, man.
Gabe Neitzel is a champion to all those who celebrate your golf success.
So, in the Black Hawk Country Club Men's Invitational Champion 2024.
We gave you a shout-out last week on the tee.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
that. It's a big W.
It was...
Those are not easy to claim.
Well, and when it happened, you know, everybody was, are you going to talk about it on the show? Are you going to talk about it on the show? Well, I'm going to Michigan right away. So, we're going to have to wait, you know, a week before we can officially celebrate, you know, the Invitational Championship, the Member Guest Championship.
How many golf trophies have you won in your life?
This is, I think, the first trophy.
I have one.
So I have a plaque from a Brown Deer men's club major that that me and a partner had won a few years ago. But that's like, yeah, it's not a trophy.
Yeah, I got a trophy for winning a season-long red coat, is what they call it at Wisconsin Country Club. Along my partner Ryan. They gave us these like nice glass.
What, you got a trophy for that
glass
too?
Trophy? Yeah, it still sits in my living room to this day.
Oh, you know what? I've got a couple of other. I mean, this is definitely the best trophy. I've got one that was like a paperweight. I had one back to back years actually. Homer, who was just in here, one of the years won the Pro Am when the Symetra Tour used to be up here at Brown Deer. Back to back years, we won it.
Yeah. So I'm looking at this trophy.
Yes.
It kind of gives me a little claret jug vibe.
It does. So the great thing about this trophy is that you can drink out of it.
Well, that's obviously where I was headed with this conversation, Gabe. So we had this conversation about the greatest trophies in all of golf.
Yep.
If you haven't heard that episode, listen back on Wisconsin On Demand or wherever you get your podcasts. And we talked about the claret jug and what you would fill it with.
Yeah.
So what did you fill guest trophy with?
So the sad part is I have not yet drank anything out of this.
Come.
I don't know if I have to wait. So here's the crazy
You're
part.
You're kidding me.
So here's the crazy part. So
you want a member guest with a trophy that looks like the claret jug. I can't imagine you were entirely sober and you didn't drink out of it?
Well, we were sober-ish because here's the problem. And maybe it's a problem. Maybe it's not. I don't know. So before we get to how
I'm not
I ended
mad.
Up winning
I'm,
this.
I'm disappointed. Yeah.
So my buddy, my partner, friend of the show, Tom, you know, the former GKB teammate, used to cover the Badgers for us in Madison, like went to UW with you. Like,
yeah, we have some deep, dark tape somewhere on the internet doing some Badger football prep back in 07, 08.
Yeah, I've known him forever. I've played in this event four or five. We were trying to figure it out, you know, four or five times. There was one year where I had to skip it, but whatever. So we had never made the shootout. And that Saturday, he had to leave right after. Like, we would not have stayed for the shootout if we missed it, because him and his wife were going to see the Killers at Lollapalooza.
Come on.
So he had to get down to Chicago.
If you were about to say he and his wife were about to get married, I might give you the okay.
Look,
or go to the birth of child.
This is, like, their thing. Like, of all the people I know, I think these two are probably the ones that have seen live music more than anyone else. So he had to, like, book it out of there.
I love a good concert, but we're talking about winning a member guest.
Yeah, look, I understand. And I think he feels terrible. And we have talked on the phone more after this win than I think we have probably in the last 4 or 5 years combined. But we're going to get together. We're going to have some sort of, like, you know, our own champions dinner. And I think I'm going to save my first drink out of this until then. I don't know if I have to, like, wait for him. I'm not quite sure what I want to do.
Is this just a mandate? Like, what does your champion's dinner look like? You just gonna toast with your cool little trophies
and probably
have a steak dinner and
pour
something in there? That is not nearly as fun as like getting down on one knee and chugging a beer in front of 80 other member guests, participants.
The video got tweeted out. And I think this was the coolest way to win a member guest.
I'll tell you what. That video made me feel some things from afar. That was an epic putt.
Oh, so
to walk it off.
So after day one, we were 2 points back of first place. We did really well in the first match. Second match, we did not play well. I did not play well. Did not play well as a team. We ham and egged it really well for most of the matches. And for those who don't know, most member guests, you know, you're playing five different nine-hole matches. Some places do it different. The way we did it here, every hole worth a point. And then if you win the match, you get an extra point. So there's 10 points on the line for every match. So that way, even if the match ends, you still have something to play for at the end because you're playing for points. Because the most points advance. So the team that we had lost to in the middle match, we were trailing by two. But we go out and we get 7 points in our two matches and end up running away.
Yeah.
You know, we run away with our flight, and so we're in the shootout. We had never been there before. So I did not know. We did not know it was true alternate shot. We thought it was going to be alternate shot the way you see at the Ryder Cup, where, oh, I hit the tee shot on 10, so my buddy Tom will hit the tee shot on 11. And at Black Hawk, it's four holes, 10, 11, 12, and 18. So, oh, 10's a short par 4, so it was 11, and then 12's a par 5. Okay, I'll hit the tee shot on 10 because we definitely want me hitting the drive. Because it's a little dog leg left, works really good with my lefty cut. We want me hitting the drive on 12. Well, we find out that's not the way it is. It is true alternate shot. So whoever hold out the putt, next guy has to.
There's some good strategy in that. I kind of like it.
Yeah. So there can be, right?
Yeah.
If you know you could potentially be safe. So the way that they did it, 11 teams. So 10, there were 10 pods or 10 flights. You win, you got in. And then if you finished second, you get into a chip-off.
Yep.
And then if you have
that's how it should be done.
Yep. And then if you have the most points on Saturday, you also get into the chip-off. So there's a wild card.
I like a wild card as well.
Yeah. So there's a
good
wild
format
card team.
There.
Yep. So there's 11 teams that make it to the shootout. I am telling you this right now, Stephen. I played a lot of golf, a lot of different places. I've played some competitive golf. You know, tried to qualify. You know, I've done WSGA State Am qualifiers. And when there's something on the line, you know, you get a little nervous. I have never been more nervous.
Wow.
Standing on the tee box on 10. Because it is a downhill par 4 at Black Hawk. And it's a 3-wood for me. So I can get to that green with 3-wood. And I'm wishing that it was driver. Just because you're a little nervous and you're like, I wish there was a little more club behind
us,
right?
A little bigger face to look down at.
And to be completely honest, I had topped my tee shot on 10 one of the times that I had played.
Yeah, demons in there.
You know, so, you know, I end up hitting a shot that's, you know, pin high or, you know, green high, missed the green left, ends up being a decent enough shot. We end up making 4 on the hole.
Okay.
We advance to the next. So I was thinking, oh, Tom's going to hit it. And they're like, no, true alternate shot. Tom made the putt. You have to hit again. All right, another short par. Blackhawk is the tightest golf course I've ever played. It's super short, greens are tricky, and it's super tight because it's so short it needs some sort of defense. I hit 3-wood over the green. He hits a great chip. We 2-putt, we advance. So now we're on 12, and it's a par 5. 3 teams are left. So we know you're in the money at that point.
Okay,
because you had whittled
that's
it
a good
down
feeling.
To 3. We were in a greenside bunker in 2, in great shape. Guy, other teams were really struggling to get up there. However, if you've listened to this show, wedges and bunkers have been my demon this year.
Yeah.
I left it in the bunker. Well, I hit it out of the bunker. It's an uphill shot. I get it like halfway up the hill and it rolls back down into the bunker.
Okay.
Luckily,
the
because...
The collective, oh,
yeah,
from everybody watching.
So Tom hits a good bunker shot out. We 2-putt, we advance easy. So the 6, even though we made bogey, like somebody was... Somebody would have had to make a miracle shot to tie us, so we knew we were safe. So we get to 18. 18 is a par 3. So kind of a weird way to finish, but it's a great hole. It's a very hard hole. And anytime the pin is on the right on this hole, it's a dangerous pin.
Okay.
They had put it short right on day one. I had hit a good tee shot. I put it off the green. Because it's just so slick. It doesn't look like it's that fast. And you just, okay, you just start it, and no, it's gone. So they put it back right, which is their traditional spot to put it. For context, a 6 won this hole in the shootout the previous year. Like, both guys had missed the green short.
I mean, that's very common in these types of things. Yeah. Alternate shot, nerves, people watching you play. All of that adds up to usually, if you make a par, you're advancing.
So that's the other. So it's 135 to the flag. So again, the one thing that I'm going, crap, now I got to hit a wedge. And I'm not attacking. I'm not going after the pin. You cannot go after this pin. Whatever you do, do not go after this pin.
So you went after the pin?
No. I actually had a really good wedge shot to the middle of the green.
Good, good.
Middle of the green.
For those of you listening, just always play to the middle of the green.
Yeah.
So you'll enjoy your golf
game. Hit a really, and it was just a big sigh of relief. Because the last thing I wanted to do was chunk or blade it. Because I went second. And I knew he was safe. Their team was safe on the middle of the green. I hit mine 2 feet in front of theirs. So my buddy's going to get a read. Unfortunately, their guy, it ended up being not that terrible of a putt, but the second he hit it, he looked away. He thought it was so bad. Well, granted, he left his partner a 6-footer down the hill to save their par.
Okay.
But, Tom and I are looking over it, and I look at him and go, "You got this?" He goes, "Yeah." This would be a really cool time to make one. Yeah, it would be. And I kind of left him to kind of go in his process, and I walk away, and he just made a 25-foot bender. I mean, we put it up on our social. It's on my social page. It is. I know you retweeted it. It was on the ESPN Milwaukee social page when we did it.
Yeah.
To make that
so
putt
good
in front of everyone, that putt is going to be remembered in that club forever. People are going to remember when Tom Lee made a 25-footer to win the member guest on 18.
The number of people who went home that night and talked about what they witnessed. And what I loved about that video was your celebrations, raw, awesome, exactly what they should have been. Bro hug on the final green. Tom, I've never
seen. It's the sauciest thing I've ever seen.
Tom is assuming he's the same Tom from 15 years ago.
He is the exact same guy.
One of the most reserved, calm, nicest guys you can meet. He let out energy that I didn't know his body could ever let out.
So the group that we played, and I felt a little bad. I ended up making a birdie putt that knocked him out of the chip off on the last hole. But they told us, he kind of knows Tom a little bit, and he goes, "Tom, I want you to be the cockiest guy out there. just be the complete opposite of who my partner is." If you watch back that video, there's 3 feet left in that putt, 2 feet left in that putt. But he knows it's just dead middle. He is walking away with his finger in the air. It is the sauciest thing I've ever seen in person.
It's a walk-off times 10. But it was also a flight of golf carts. You could tell how many people were there celebrating it. That's what makes member guest special, is it's not just your win.
Mm-hmm.
It is everybody getting to witness that moment, getting to talk about it, the drinks after, despite you failing your claret jug type trophy cocktail of choice. But that's a fun win.
We were also the toast of our flight, because they do, I don't know if every group, if every member guest does this, because again, the only one I've ever played in is the one here at Blackhawk, where you can buy in for $100.
Yeah.
And if somebody from your flight wins, everybody who bought in from your flights splits all the rest of the money from all the other flights. So everybody in our flight was toasting us when they were handing out the money. Everybody was.
And that's
super
a really
pumped.
Smart way to keep people engaged, to stay to the end, to see that pot. That's a great idea. Man, what a fun moment for you guys to have as friends, teammates, and you gotta go defend it, I guess, next year, as long
I do.
As it doesn't overlap with ours.
So it doesn't. Okay. Ours is moving back to its original date, and I'm hoping that
that's
he comes
good.
To ours.
Okay.
I'm hoping he comes to ours, which
I want to
would
be in the same
time.
Flight as you guys.
I think maybe we'll try to manipulate that.
Yeah.
Try to pull some strings. We know some people at Wisconsin Club that we can, or excuse me, Wisconsin Country Club, where we can make that happen.
Yeah.
But you, again, I know you had a great time at ours with your dad. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to play in ours next year.
Yeah, it was really fun. Just a good group of guys who participated in the event. And for me, I talked about it last week when Mark, the caddy, joined us on the tee, and just about how I've never lost sight of that perspective of how special it is to tee it up with my dad and a member guest. And even when you might lose sight of that or get frustrated at each other for a bad shot or how you might be playing, the number of people who came up to me during the member guest and said, "You already won this thing." And that allows you to just sit back and go, wow, And we kind of had that mindset the entire time that we played. We were in a tough flight. It was very competitive, and we were really happy with how we battled, because we don't get to play much competitive golf together, but we're trying to make a promise to do this every single year together as long as we possibly can. And day two, we won both of our matches, and that's all we could have asked for, to finish strong and finish middle of our flight in a competitive flight. And again, memories we'll always have together, and it's really special for us to be able to tee it up in that type of setting. He can get to hang out with a lot of my golf friends and you know, celebrate kind of what we have going here in Wisconsin. And it's special, man. And I can't wait for many more years to come.
Yeah, and if you want to join Stephen and I at the Wisconsin Country Club, now is the time to do it. If you want to be one of these members in the member guest and enjoy a great golf course in a place that has no assessments ever, no food and beverage minimums, and that beautiful course you hear us talking about all the time, the Wisconsin Country Club is the place for you. But maybe you're also, you know, maybe you're like Stephen, where you've got a wife, you got a couple of kids. Well, themed Sunday fun day at the pool, tennis, pickleball. So many great options out at the Wisconsin Country Club. Plus, the Wisconsin Country Club also giving back to the community with Swing for Cindy to help raise money for ALS coming up on August 26th. It's a 10 a.m. shotgun start, silent auction, raffles, putting contest, and more. For more information, just contact Don Tracy or Derek Gentry at the Wisconsin Country Club at thewisconsincountryclub.com.
You're listening to On the Tee with Gabe Neitzel and Stephen Watson on 94.5 ESPN.
Have you ever been close to tragedy or been close to folks who have? Have you ever felt the pain so powerful?
We've been on a pretty good run of golf here, Stephen.
As we should.
Yeah, I mean,
this is our time to shine,
man. It's a great time to be out playing golf, enjoying great places, but you cracked a code.
Yeah.
That we have long been trying to crack here on the tee. You got to play up at Sand Valley, and you played the new Sedge Valley, but also you got to play the Lido.
Yeah, 36 didn't suck. it was kind of a dream 36 for me. It was two that I had been dying to check off of my Wisconsin bucket list. And
you always do these things when I'm in Michigan playing golf.
Yeah, stop traveling so much.
I do one trip one time.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's not on purpose. I hope you know that, partner. It kind of came together last minute and got an invite from some of the great people up in Sand Valley to come check out Sedge, which just opened July 1st, Sedge Valley, which is the talk of golf here in Wisconsin.
I don't think I've heard a bad word about it yet.
And you shouldn't. Because it's special. It's unbelievable what the Kaisers have done. If you know anything about their properties, Bandon Dunes, you know, is regarded as maybe the best destination golf trip in the United States. And they don't miss, because they build golf courses for 15 handicaps instead of building them for 5. They want you to have a smile on your face. It's not cheap. But they know that you're going to a place where they're going to keep you, and they're going to give you A-plus hospitality with a very unique golf experience, and they're not going to make the golf too hard. Nobody has ever complained about shooting the round of their life. And what they do out there is they make it enjoyable for a 5 handicap and for a 25 handicap, because it's big, wide fairways going into what could be tough pin positions. So you can go out there and, you know, be a 5 handicap and shoot even par. Are you going to complain?
No.
And you can go out there and be a 25 and shoot an 85 and talk about it for the rest of your life. And what made this trip so unique is Lido, if you're unfamiliar, is...
It's a crazy concept that they've pulled off.
Yeah. They recreated the famous Lido course on Long Island that was lost during World War II. And
Legend has it, one of the greatest golf courses ever built. C.B. McDonald,
right? C.B. McDonald and Seth Rayner designed greens. And it got, during the Great Depression, they lost funding. It turned into a naval base. And through modern technology, they were able to recreate the golf course down to the spec. When I say the spec, I mean literally the spec, with the exception of one bunker, which they were proud to point out to me. They had to change, because one bunker had to be moved a couple of feet, because it would have created potential of like two holes crossing over and people getting hit while they're on the green versus teeing off. So they moved one bunker from the actual original Lido course, and they built it in central Wisconsin on completely flat land.
I mean, the details are, I mean, you mentioned the bunker, but also like trying to figure out what the prevailing wind was of the time of the area in which it was originally built in Long Island, and then figuring out, okay, what's the prevailing wind out here, and trying to then set up the golf course so the prevailing wind is, again, winds, obviously directions change, but what the prevailing wind is, you know, the most consistent one that you get, like they tried to recreate that as well, which is just, again, like details that you wouldn't even think of, they've thought of when they put this thing together.
And the property in central Wisconsin is all natural sand dunes, so they can shape sand however they want to recreate it down to the spec. That's what's also really important about what they're able to do there. And you pull into the gates at Lido. We teed off at 7:30 in the morning because we were playing 36. And, you know, it's private tee times from about 7 until 10 for members. And then it's open to guests from 10 till about 1 or 2 o'clock. So they allowed us to tee off before members got on property at 7:30 in the morning. And you pull into the lot, and it's still very raw, very new. Like, they're going to be building everything up. There's a tiny little shack right there in the middle that has some, you know, great gear. And, you know, you grab your ball markers and you go, right? It's very simple. But you pull in and you feel like you're entering a time machine. And you step out into the first tee box, and they may have just transported you back to Scotland in the 1800s. I've never felt that way stepping onto a golf course. And that's saying something for going out to a place like Whistling Straits and being in complete awe of, you know, what that property looks like and how they were able to recreate that along Lake Michigan to, you know, look like Ballybunion, right, is the exact concept that Herb Kohler and
was the inspiration.
And Pete Dye had. Well, this one is completely flat. And then all of a sudden, pot bunker. And you have to take a caddy, and they have to give you these scorebooks so you know where the bunkers are. You can't see them because they just drop below you.
Yeah, you're looking at, this is what I'm talking about, Steven. So you're telling me you're getting lost in the little, you got lost in the yardage book, didn't you?
You need it on that one. I'm not a yardage book guy, but they gave me a book, I'm going to read it. So
you got some literature, I'll check it out.
But it's all blind tee shots for the most part. You have aiming rocks, so you definitely need a caddy. And a lot of people will tell you that the first time they play it, they want to play it a second time because they're like, all right, I kind of get it now. For me, I was so happy that I didn't know anything about it because it would have made me think more. It's wide open fairways, but it's like hitting landmines with these pot bunkers. So the less I knew, the better. They just told me, aim this way, swing as hard as you can, go. And if you walk up to your ball, it might be in a pot bunker. Or you might avoid them, and then all of a sudden you have a pretty easy approach shot. So it's the type of golf course that when the wind gets going and you're a little bit off your line, you can make a big number there. I played maybe the best round of my season there and was driving the ball really well and hit great approach shots, hit a 2-iron that I'm going to tell my grandkids about one day off the tee. And we didn't have much wind, so it made the conditions pretty easy to score. Lido, a special walk, an easy walk. And then the fact that you can go across the street from Lido and play Sedge Valley is where the Kaisers like just completely blow the game away. The fact that those properties are minutes away from each other. And you have a similar type of vibe at Bandon Dunes with Bandon Trails, which is very similar to what Sedge Valley is, and maybe, you know, some of the other golf courses on the property. They're not all the same. You feel like you're playing uniquely different golf courses when you're on their properties. So you go across to Sedge, and you go from, all right, Lido, hard, really detailed, tough greens, super flat, like pot bunkers everywhere, to Sedge, which you're like playing in these like mountainous sand dunes, and every hole feels like its own, and it's very intimate. You don't see the group in front or behind you. You feel like you're alone in nature, and it's gorgeous. And it's a par 68. So it's going back to the roots of the game of golf. It, you know, Tom Doak tried to create a Heathland golf course that you know is famous in England, and shorter golf courses with short par fours and one par five, a bunch of par threes. And that's one of the things that makes Sedge special is, and Gabe, you'd love it, super drivable par fours that test you to, you can hit the shot of your life, drive the green, and make an eagle, but if you're just a little bit offline, Tom Doak is laughing at you,
yeah,
and you can make a six. And that, I literally, every drivable par four, and you know, I don't hit it a long way, but it was still in my number range. I tried, and I failed. And I put it into a bunker, and I was scraping by with pars and bogeys on some of these holes. And Sedge is a day, if I played it a different way and I plotted my way around and hit super smart shots, I could probably shoot three under par.
Mm-hmm.
And I shot maybe six over par and still walked off the course smiling ear to ear of like, wow, what an unbelievable test and uniquely, you know, fun concept as a way to play golf. That's what golf courses should be aiming to do moving forward, is making it a little bit easier, a little bit shorter, and allowing you to think about every single club in your bag and how you can use it.
How much Lido gear did you get?
I bought a
Did you tell your wife how much you spent out up there? Is state secrets I'm spilling?
No. I mean, she knows I have a problem.
You know what? She okayed the purchase of the $300 Ryder Cup sweater.
I got another nice hoodie. I love my hoodies. You know that. I got a Lido hoodie and I got a Sedge hat. I was actually very reserved.
Okay.
And then bought hats for my dad and brother.
Yeah, because I feel anytime somebody goes to Lido, they're buying a polo or a hat.
Yeah.
Like everybody I know that has played and has walked away with
I probably should have bought a golf shirt because I know it will get a ton of use, but mm-hmm. I have so many golf shirts that I would rather like get a cool looking hoodie that might be usable outside of golf season
So this was the thing I didn't know about winning the member guest. I got like $1,500 in shop credit at Blackhawk now.
So you got a lot of logo?
Well, so I'm wearing the Blackhawk hat today. So I knew like I have to at least get a hat. You know, I have so many hats already, right? But you know, I need to have a Blackhawk hat to commemorate this.
Yep.
So I go and their head pro's like, oh, he's got like a bunch of money in shop credit. I'm like, I do? How does this work? He goes, well, you get $1,500 for winning, you know, the shootout, and you get $100 for winning your flight. So you got $1,600 here. This $20 hat is barely going to make a dent. So I got to figure out what the hell I'm going to do with that. Because like you said, I have enough polos. I have enough
buy some clubs,
hoodies. I might have to do that because I'm starting to hit irons too far.
Yeah.
I was telling you about that off the air. We don't need to dive into my iron problems. I was playing in Michigan while you were doing this. I cannot recommend the trip, and I know they're a partner here. They're not a partner of the golf show. They sponsor our Adam Schefter segment coming up tomorrow on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But the Island Resort and Casino, unbelievable stay and play packages. Like, unbelievable. I paid, it was $440 for 2 nights and 4 rounds of golf.
That's insane.
And the golf is fantastic.
I spent that on hoodies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... And the golf is fantastic. And my guess is it's probably a little bit more if you go up to Marquette and do Gray Walls, which we did not do this time. Our group that we have gone with, I feel like I enjoy Gray Walls more than the rest, but I feel like maybe it's a golf course. If you've ever heard anything about it, there are a lot of blind tee shots. It is unlike anything you have ever seen or played before because of the way it's carved out up there. But it's an hour and a half away from the casino. We ultimately decided we're glad we did it once. Let's stake around the casino just because we feel like we can maybe get more golf in. But just playing Sweet Grass and Sage Run, which are right there around the casino, I feel like Sage Run gets a bad rep. And I can understand why. If you're a high handicap and somebody who can't elevate the golf ball,
yeah,
you're not going to have a good time at Sage Run because there is a par three there that has the biggest flag I've ever seen because it's so uphill. You need the flag, just the flag that tall to see it. They've got a couple of, there's a lot of elevation changes, and it's really cool. It's fun. I really enjoy it. Sweetgrass is fantastic. And then my favorite is Timberstone in Iron Mountain, which is about 40 minutes away from the casino. But just fantastic golf for a great price. We had 8 guys up there. We're looking to expand it. Like, it is the ultimate buddies trip, like, short little getaway. You know, when you're talking about buddies trips, and we want you to join us for our buddies trip and come to Scotland with us. But like, just a quick little, like, we were gone for, you know, we left Sunday morning, we were back Tuesday night. It's perfect.
Yeah.
And you can jam in a lot of golf if you love golf, and then they've got the casino, they've got all the other, you know, amenities with the casino, but I would recommend making that trip. It's so much fun. It's fantastic. I need to get you up there next year with our group. I think you would love it.
Maybe one of the weekends we can actually
do it together. We'll figure it out.
Maybe I'll go play Pebble Beach when you're going to Michigan next year.
Yeah, just, okay, we got this great opportunity to play Pebble. What are you doing?
Yeah, I got on Pebble for free, Gabe. Oh, you're in Michigan?
I'm in Michigan. Unbelievable. But I mentioned our trip to Scotland. We're going because of our friend Jason at Wisconsin Golf Trips. Book your trip, wisconsingolftrips.com. That's the one thing I keep talking to people, and they can't wait to book their trips to places like Scotland and Ireland. But maybe you want to do places like Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada. Jason does it all with Wisconsin Golf Trips. But if you want to, again, join us in October, text GOLF, G-O-L-F, 800-990-3776, and join us in Scotland in October. It's a trip of a lifetime that you will not forget. But also head over to wisconsingolftrips.com. I am bummed. I've played in this championship a number of different times, Stephen, and it's always fun every year, and it's a great event out at Brown Deer Park Golf Course. And to talk more about it from the MCPLA, we welcome in Bob Froick. Bob, thank you so much, bud. The Arnold Walker Championship coming up at the end of the month. What can you tell us about that great two-day county championship?
Well, it's kind of the premier tournament in this area. We get a lot of the best amateur golfers in southeast Wisconsin to play. We've had our winner the last 3 years has been Jack Schultz, who is usually in the top one or two in the state.
Yeah, he won the state am a couple of years ago. He was in the mid am, made it all the way to the bracketed and match play portion of that when it was at Aaron Hills a couple of years ago. Very, very good local player.
Right, he's won it 3 years in a row. But it's open to anybody with an official handicap, and it doesn't have to be a Wisconsin handicap. It can be any of the states. We encourage anyone to enter. We flight it by handicap, so you're playing with the guys of your own ability and against the guys of your own ability. So you're not playing against Jack Schultz if you shouldn't be. And it's like you said, it's played over Brown Deer Park. 2 days, stroke play. We start at 7 o'clock each day. Each player can bring their own caddies. They can bring spectators. It's a pretty big tournament. It really is.
Yeah, I'm disappointed, Bob, because I can't play in it. Because again, my handicap has gone up this point. I wouldn't have to be in that championship bracket with Jack. I could fall back and actually have a chance this year. But if why is this tournament named after Arnold Walker?
Arnold Walker was a man who tirelessly worked for Milwaukee Golf, Milwaukee Public Golf. He was instrumental in getting all the pros into all the county parks. There were many times he would go sit at the county executive's office door and wait for him to meet with him. He was very persuasive. He got the public invited into the State Golf Association as well. Before he did that, that was private country club people only. He, like I said, he was tireless. He would meet with them, and he got every course improved. He got he just did it all. He was kind of a bulldog. About 20 years ago, we decided in his honor we should name the tournament for him. And he passed away a couple of years ago, but I had the pleasure of working with him I've been doing this for 20 years, but I helped him for many years before that. And just an unbelievable guy.
If anybody's looking to sign up for this, what's the deadline? What is the cost of it? And how can they make sure that they don't miss out on such a great opportunity to get out there and play an awesome course that both Gabe and I love?
Yeah, Stephen, I'm looking for you to come out there. I know Gabe can't, but you can go to our website, which is kind of long, but it's mcplawi.herokupp.com, and I'll send you a link so you can maybe put it out there. The cost of it.
You can also just Google MCPLA. You'll find it just as easily. I've done that before because I've forgotten the last part of that, Bob. And when I've signed up, I just Google MCPLA. It pops up right away.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's a goofy website. The cost of it is $132 if you're an MCPLA member. It's $142 if you're not. It's extra if you want to ride. That's strictly on your own. You can walk, and a lot of players do. Like I said, that gets you into the tournament. We pay out about a third of the field, so it's a pretty good, pretty good chance you're going to get in somewhere. And the deadline is next Sunday at 6 p.m. The website shuts down at 6 o'clock. So I encourage you, anybody that's looking to play, go on that website, take a look, and get signed up.
Yeah, MCPLA, again, just Google that. You can find it there. Sign up. The tournament is the 24th and the 25th, the Arnold Walker County Championship. Any other details you want to get out there for people so they know? Again, sign up before Sunday at 6 p.m. and play for a great county championship.
Right. My name and address or phone number or email is all on there. If you have any questions, you can always get a hold of me, too.
Bob, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for jumping on. Well, I hope more people sign up because, again, I've got a family thing that Sunday, so I can't commit to the 2 days. But it is such a fantastic event, and I feel like I'll be back out there in a couple years.
Bob, I've got Brewers, let me make a promise to you that maybe next year I'm going to caddy for Gabe when he wins this event.
Oh, boy.
All right? We don't have a great track record together.
Yeah, we've got a bad track record caddying for each other.
It can only go up, Bob. So maybe next year's our year together.
Thank you again, Bob.
Sounds good.
Yeah, thanks for jumping
on. Thanks for having me.
Bob Freud from the MCPLA. Again, the Arnold Walker Championship coming up here in Milwaukee County at Brown Deer Park Golf Course, the 24th and 25th. Just Google MCPLA. Website will come up. You can sign up there. Two-day tournament. It is flighted, so you can represent your course and different championship flights that they have there. A lot of things going on the PGA Tour. We are going to try to dive into them and wrap it up as quickly and as tightly as we can. Coming up next, but in a couple of weeks, we are going to be out at the Bog Golf Course. You know how much Steven and I love it out there. We get to play the Wisconsin or the Mac Fund event out there, the Ringer. We play the ESPN Milwaukee Open out there each and every year. 18 unforgettable holes on 250 acres of natural private land. Check out the Bog. Call 262-284-7075 or visit golfthebog.com. Enjoy golf. Enjoy the Bog. One of our happy places here on the tee is always Erin Hills, the Golf Digest 10th ranked public golf course in the country. Great overnight accommodations, championship golf and experience, and of course, host of the 2025 U.S. Women's Open right here in Wisconsin. Make sure you check that out next year. Learn more, erinhills.com.
Pretty big news day also for the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, yes.
Shout out to Whistling Straits, which will also host the 2028 U.S. Amateur, 2033 U.S. Junior Amateur, 2037 U.S. Girls Junior. So we got more championship golf coming back to Wisconsin.
Super excited because I missed the AM, the U.S. AM when it was out at Erin Hills. I mean, that was, 2008 at this point?
Yeah.
2000. I can't remember when it was, but it was... I mean, I wasn't at a point. I was working in Madison at that point. Couldn't check it out. So I cannot wait because these AMs. I mean, we saw it this year on the PGA Tour. And
yeah.
Nick Dunlap won and went, all right, I have to turn pro. Nothing. I got no other choice here. So, we've seen amateurs have a lot of success. US AM going on right now, actually, in Hazeltine up in Minnesota. So I'm glad to see that our great championship golf courses, even though... It doesn't look like Erin Hills is going to get a U.S. Open anytime soon because all those dates on the men's side are pretty much gobbled up, that we're getting a U.S. Women's Open and some of these other championships, like when the Mid-Am came to Erin Hills a couple of years ago, or the U.S. Am. Maybe we get another a U.S. Women's Amateur coming as well. I think these other championships are going to take advantage of some of the great golf courses that we have here in Wisconsin, and I would not be shocked if Sand Valley got in on that as well, because the Kaisers have gotten some of those USGA championships. Again, not the U.S. Men's Open, not the U.S. Women's Open. They've gotten some of those out of Bandon. Wouldn't be shocked to see some of those hit up Sand Valley as well.
Yeah, Lido's hosting in 2026, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a good golf state.
Yeah, great golf state.
This just in.
Yeah, by the way, the reason why we do this show is because people are obsessed with golf in this state. The one thing that we are also obsessed with is playing golf in a timely fashion, which they just refuse to do on the PGA Tour. Just refuse to do it. And I still can't believe that Matt Kuchar decided to go back and play yesterday. But the longer I've thought about it, and by the way, if you haven't heard, maybe why would you? I guess the Wyndham Championship, they had to shorten it and fit four rounds into 3 days because I don't know if it was upgraded to a hurricane.
Yeah, it was.
So that, you know, some of the residuals,
5 inches of rain.
Yeah, had a bunch of rain on Thursday, so they had to jam 4 days of tournament because they have the playoffs. They have FedEx Cup, you know, stuff starting on Thursday in Memphis. So they're jamming 4 days into four rounds into 3 days, and they would have done it. The leaders teed off with 5.5 hours of sunlight left. And Matt Kuchar, single-handed. Well, I shouldn't say single-handedly because there's a couple of things here because the more I think about it. But Matt Kuchar decided, nope, we're coming back tomorrow.
Yeah. Picked an interesting time to protest. Pace of play and...
Well, but I don't think he didn't say anything about pace of play.
He did the next day.
Yeah. He gave like three different reasons.
After crisis PR talks.
Yeah. He gave like three different reasons. The first of which publicly he gave was, I was trying to set a good example for Max Grayerson, who.
Who had just made a quad. And I want to make sure he doesn't give up the tournament.
Yeah. Which, I mean, Rye had yet to make birdie at that point. Rye made birdie, put the tournament away. I mean, Grierson still made par, ended up finishing solo second. So he still finished the hole. So he didn't follow the example that Matt was trying to set. There are also reports out there that Matt was upset that he was not told. People were, because it's a blind tee shot, that he hit into the group. So he decided to protest. Okay, I hit into the group. Guess what? Not playing anymore. You got to come back tomorrow.
It was like watching a high schooler throw a temper tantrum, watching Matt Kuchar, who was the exact opposite of the type of guy who should be throwing a temper tantrum in that. Like, he should be the savvy old vet that is just like, let's just finish this and get this done and get this done in the proper amount of time. And let's respect the fact that other people will be impacted by this decision to not finish tonight and I have to come back tomorrow morning. But no, he was the one that set the tone while all the young guys decided, no, let's just go finish this thing right now.
And then he promptly gets temporary
relief
yeah. from a scoreboard, which I don't even know where the scoreboard was. So he gets TIO relief and ends up making par. So here's the problem with the PGA Tour. It is so unrelatable. Like, you honestly have to, and the players aren't going to want to do this because they take advantage of it all the time. We saw it with, was it Xander this year when there was like a table in his way? And by the way, great job in that instance.
Robert McIntyre did it at the Scottish Open.
Yeah, Robert McIntyre, because he was wearing metal spikes.
Yep.
Oh, here's a sprinkler head in the middle of this stuff, and he catches a break, ends up winning. We have to, if you want golf to get, there's a reason why YouTube golf is taking off. There's a reason why Bryson, and his popularity is rising. He has made himself more relatable through YouTube. There's a reason why No Laying Up, Good, Bob Does Sports. There's a reason all these things are taking off. It's because they're more relatable than the PGA Tour. And throwing temper tantrums and not being able to play as a three ball, as a threesome in less than 5.5 hours, that turns people off, man. And the PGA Tour is just blind to it. Just absolutely blind to it.
Yeah, and the problem I have with it, too, is that it was a complete lack of respect for the grounds crew who worked effortlessly to get that course back into shape to be played on Friday and for it to be timed out for them to be able to finish in 5.5 hours, and they still couldn't do it. And that was just – it was a loss for the fans. I mean, it was great for content creators, right?
We get to dunk on Matt Kuchar for a new cycle.
Not the first, not the last, probably. But it really is, when you take your 10,000-foot view, all you can do is laugh about how comically bad the finish was and how unfortunate it is for Aaron Rye, who has one of the best golf stories out there right now, and he picks up this win and has all this momentum going into the FedEx Cup playoffs, playing better than most golfers are in the world right now over the last 5-plus events, and it's overshadowed by Matt Kuchar's ego and the PGA Tour's lack of awareness when it comes to pace of play.
These are things they have to address if they want to draw more fans back. You have to become more relatable. You just do. And they have to take a page. And I know they're doing this like forced, you know, Creators Cup thing here in Memphis.
Yeah.
That ain't it either. Hey, by the way, what is that over there? I thought you said you just got a hat and a sweatshirt.
Oh, well, this is actually the water bottle that I stole from the course. Like, it was an on-course water bottle. from Lido.
Oh, you just took it with you.
And it said you can just hand wash it. So
okay.
I think I got some legs to it.
Yeah,
I've been
using
it for a week.
Yeah, you're fine. It looks good. Looks good.
This is my trophy,
Dave. That's your trophy from playing the Lido. We will be back next week. Plenty of things to still talk about as we hit the heart of the golf season in Wisconsin here on the tee.